Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day 5 of my You Sweet Thing Jelly recipes is my You Sweet Thing Jelly powdered bread pudding. And I promise this is such a fun little recipe, especially one to do with the kids and one to do when families around, because it really just brings families together. It's a lot of fun. Let's get started. First and foremost, a special thanks to my wonderful friend, Margaret Grauman, at www.ystjelly.com, usweetthingjelly.com. Your product is absolutely incredible. We love it, and I hope that everybody embraces these recipes, gets some jelly, and gets cooking. What we're going to need first is a nice pan, and I like to use, because I'm always, remember, I only yield for 4, my pan is probably going to be a smaller pan, and it's just going to be enough to hold 8 ounces of bread. We're going to cut those 8 ounces of bread by hand. Nobody wants a bread pudding that's all uniform. It just doesn't make sense to me. I love it to be very rustic. I want to know people got dirty and they made it nice and incredible with a lot of love. So we just cut it by hand. I always wear gloves when I do my bread puddings. It's just a good practice to wear gloves whenever we cook anytime. So remember, gloves is the best way to go. We're going to cut that all by hand into medium pieces. I'm going to add in 1 vanilla bean. We're going to go ahead and split that. We're going to take out all of our seeds from the pod, and we're going to mix that in there as well. 1 cup of sugar is going to go into this mixture, and we're also going to put 2 eggs and 1 cup of cream. Once we got that custard mixed around together, we're going to go ahead and we really want to work the bread. Now, I've seen so many different ways of doing a bread pudding. You can mush up the bread. You can change it up completely. But in this particular case, I would highly recommend that when we're doing the bread pudding, we don't want to overwork that bread. So if you want to mix the sugar, the eggs, and the cream, and the milk, the 1 cup of milk as well, in a separate bowl and then add that in, I totally agree with that. But I would highly recommend that if we're going to do this the proper way, that we always remember that the most important thing we're doing is we're having fun and we're practicing safe cooking. Lastly, we're going to add in 4 tablespoons of You Sweet Thing Jelly, and that's going to go into our mixture as well. We're going to go ahead and put that in the oven, 375 degrees for about 28 minutes. Once that comes out and comes to a nice room temperature, I'm going to grab some more You Sweet Thing Jelly. We're going to pour it right over the top. You can put as much as you want to taste. I promise you, this is one bread pudding that is going to be screaming for joy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give me a like on my Facebook page at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, where I post recipes year-round. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, for Agnet West.